The first thing we saw as a priority was the insecurity. And this insecurity was about cattle raiding, revenge attacks, and so on. There was no stability. The state was in bull time. So what we did as a government of the state under Governor Kenton Aleu, we set as a cabinet, and we prepared what we call security bill. And this security bill was presented to the assembly, to our state assembly, in order to address this cattle raiding and insecurity in our state. This security bill talks about the discouragement of unauthorized armed use in Tony State. This is to discourage lawlessness, robbery, cattle raiding or looting, revenge attacks, and killing of innocent people. The bill also includes the return of already looted cattle to their rightful owners and apprehend those who kill people and women in disarray. These people have to be arrested and taken to court for trial so that the revenge attack is stopped.
Yeah.
This bill was prepared in March and we presented to our state legislative assembly, and immediately they scrutinized it and they unanimously passed it. So when they passed, immediately we took action as the state authorities to carry out the disarmament. And before that, after the bill, we went down to meet with the community, all the security organs and the police and the state assembly members. We toured all the counties in order to talk to the communities and community leaders about these security bills.
Yeah.
And it was agreed that they will do voluntary disarmament. They will do it on a voluntary basis. We told them to register all the armed youth and bring all the guns into their firearms, and then the government will come and collect them.
Yes, so far, how will you describe the disarmament exercise? How is it going? How many guns have you so far collected from these unauthorized people carrying it?
The first attempt in one area, that is the former Tony South County, now is not Tony South County anymore because of New County. We managed to collect 500 guns from the civilians. No, it is not still, it is still ongoing because some are still, you know, hiding with their guns. So the first phase of disarmament, we were able to collect 500 guns, which are now under our possession, and then the disarmament is still ongoing.
Yes, and it has been tried before in other parts of the country where disarmament is carried out, but still the guns find their way back to the communities or to the people. What different are you doing there in Tonj, at least to ensure that these guns don't get back to the civilians?
First of all, in anything you do, even if it is not something related to guns, anything, any project that you do, and you do not monitor and manage it well, and you don't put the strategies, yet this project will fail. So what we have done here, our strategy is to collect guns voluntarily, and also discuss with the people that guns are not good, are not safe for themselves, because it has created a lot of instability, a lot of killing and so on. So themselves, they hate guns, especially the elders, the people. They don't like guns among themselves. So they were just waiting for the government to collect them. That's one thing. Two, we have stored these guns, and later on we will sit as security organs of the state and find out what to do with these guns, because during the 2013 crisis up to today, a lot of organized forces and the army, most of them are either killed or went away and abandoned the forces. And now there is going to be maybe reorganization or training of new police and the other organized forces. So if these people are going to be ready, we may surrender them to the organized forces in order to arm their trained soldiers, and they use them for the country, for the benefit of the country.
Yes. Finally, with this disarmament, can you say that actually security situation or revenge killing or cattle raiding have reduced in your area or in your state?
They have dramatically reduced, because I know you have been always on air, right, and you know about Tony. Since we came here, it has reduced properly, and people even went to their farms and they have harvested their crops, and I think there is no any random shooting anywhere across the state.